本来亚伦的祖孙呐、啊，被选立来做祭司的职分。
Aaron's descendants have been chosen to serve as priests.
但是有一些有残疾的，他们虽然可以吃祭物，但是不可以担任这个祭司的职分。
Yet those who have defects cannot serve as priests. They can only eat the food, the sacrificial food.
这里有谈到几个哈，十八节。
Verse 18.
说有残疾的，无论是瞎眼的、瘸腿、塌鼻子的、肢体有余的啊。第一个谈到的就是瞎眼。
The first is anyone who is blind.
我们昨天谈到说，在新约时代啊，我们在看这些祭献祭啊，都是用属灵上来看，因为我们现在不必杀牛杀羊。
In the New Testament, all the teachings on the sacrifice are discussed in a spiritual perspective because today we don't offer bulls and goats anymore.
这些祭祀的条例也是一样应用在属灵的教训上面。
So we can apply the same principle to the teachings concerning these priests.
所以一个人身体上有残障啊，我们不可以歧视。
Therefore, we should not look down on anyone with physical handicap.
我们更应当用爱心去关怀、去帮助他们。
Rather, we should care about them and love them even more.
但是这些没有办法当祭司的这些残缺者啊，这在属灵上给我们什么样的教训，我们就要重视。
But we can learn from the spiritual teachings behind the physical the defects described in this passage.
这个瞎眼的
，the blind，
这里面说啊，有的人因为被魔鬼啊，把他的心灵的眼睛把他弄瞎了。
The Bible tells us that the people of this world are blinded by the devil.
所以对真光啊、真理啊，他就看不清楚。
Therefore, they are not able to see the truth and the light.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse
4. 哥林多后书四章第三节跟第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在内网的人身上，第四节。
4.
主等不信的人呢、啊，被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光啊照着他们。基督本是神的像。保罗说到他们受了职分啊，说我们受了职分啊，不放胆，不上胆的勇敢讲道。
Paul says, since we have this ministry, we do not lose heart, but we speak boldly.
但是有的人啊，他们虽然看到了、听到了，但是他们却不信。
However, there are those who have heard the word but do not believe.
因为他们心灵的眼睛啊，已经瞎掉了。
This is because their spiritual eyes are blinded.
因为温第九章里面谈到有一个瞎子。
John chapter 9 records a blind man.
人家把他带到主耶稣面前。
And this.Man was brought to Jesus.
他们质问主耶稣说，到底这个人犯罪还是他的父母犯罪？
The people questioned Jesus, is he like this because he has sinned or because his parents have sinned?
怎么他生下来就瞎眼？
Why was he born blind?
主耶稣说不是的。
And Jesus said, neither of these is true.
是要在他的身上显出神的荣耀来。
But rather, he is like this for this, to proclaim God's glory.
所以主耶稣就肚兜墨和泥土抹他的眼睛，叫他到西罗亚族去洗。
Jesus spat on the ground and mixed it with mud and put it on his eyes and told him to go and wash himself in the pool of Siloam.
然后他洗了以后就得看见了。
And after he went and washed, he was healed.
那这个法利赛人呢、啊？他们看到耶稣在安息日治病。
When the Pharisees saw that Jesus healed on the Sabbath,
所以他们明明看到主耶稣所行的这个神迹啊，他们还控告耶稣。
They accused him despite the great miracles they saw Jesus perform.
还又把这个瞎眼得看见的又把他赶出会堂。
They even cast out this blind man who was healed by Jesus.
因为他们说啊，耶稣啊在安息日行神迹啊，说 耶稣犯了安息日，所以说他是一个罪人。
They accused Jesus of breaking the Sabbath for performing a miracle on the Sabbath and accused him as a sinner.
后来主耶稣就很感叹说啊，我来到世界是要让瞎子得看见。
Jesus was saddened by what he saw and said, I came to give sight to this world.
但是看得见的反而变成了瞎眼。
But those who can see have become blind.
那法利赛人说，难道我们也瞎眼了吗？
And the Pharisees asked, are you saying that we are blind too?
主耶稣说啊，因为你们说你们看见，所以你们就有罪了。
Jesus said, because you say you can see, you are in sin.
所以看不清楚啊，神的道，神的恩典。
They were not able to see God's word and God's truth.
我们再看约翰一书第二章。
Please read 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章十一节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 11.
二章十一节
，Chapter two, verse 11，
说唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。所以一个人啊，如果没有爱心啊，是生活在黑暗当中。
Well, whoever does not have love lives in darkness.
所以爱弟兄的啊。才是生活在光明当中。
Those who love their brethren live in the light.
在光明当中啊，他就没有跌倒的理由了。
And there is no cause for stumbling in him.
所以恨弟兄的是在黑暗当中，因为他们心灵的眼睛瞎掉了。
Those who hate their brothers are in darkness because their eyes are blinded.
再来我们看第二个，就是瘸腿的。
The second type of people who cannot serve as priests are
the cripples. 瘸腿就是没有办法行路了。
These people cannot walk.
也就是没有办法行道。
This symbolizes not being able to carry out the truth.
或者是信心冷淡啦，灰心退步啦，道理。或者是能说不能行。
This includes being cold in the faith, not being able to practice what they preach.
主耶稣说，法利赛人他们坐在摩西的位上来教训人。
The Lord Jesus said that the Pharisees sat on the seat of Moses to teach the people.
他们把难担的重担放在别人的身上。
They place unbearable burdens on others.
但是自己一个指头都不动。
But they would not even lift a finger.
所以说啊，他们的教训啊，因为他们的教训你们要听，但是他们的行为你们不要效法。
The Lord Jesus told them, just do what they say, but don't imitate their behavior.
所以脚没有力，没有办法行道。
They had weak legs, they could not carry out the word.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Please turn to James chapter 1.
22节。
Verse
22. 雅各书一章二十二节。
James 1:22.
主是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。二三节。
23.
因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。二十四节。
24.
看见主后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。二十五节。
25.
唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在的行出来，就在他所行的事上蒙福。所以我们听道很重要。
It is very important to hear the word.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because faith comes from the hearing of the word.
所以我们不要不要停止聚会。
That is why we must not neglect meeting together.
因为常常参加聚会，领受道理。
We need to constantly attend services and accept the truth.
我们对神的道理啊，就能够认识，而且能够建立起我们的信心。
Then we will have knowledge of God's word and be able to build up our faith.
但是这些道理听了以后啊，要紧的是要遵行。
But after we have heard the word, we need to put it into practice.
有的人虽然听了很多道理啊，但是把这些 这些道理只是在他的心中是一种知识。
Some people only hear the word of God as if it's some form of knowledge.
所以有的人说啊，有人去参加灵修会啊，越灵修灵修越不好。
Yeah, some people, the more they attend cultivation seminars, the worse they become spiritually.
啊，虽然道理懂很多啊，啊，但是就是啊，用所听到的道理去批判人啊，去批判事情。
They have a lot of knowledge in the truth, but they only use it to criticize others.
事实上，我们听道理啊，最要紧还是要照着我们自己。
But when we listen to the word, the most important thing is to edify ourselves.
我们要把它听下去以后，常常反复思想，啊，然后明白神的道以后，就照着去遵行。
After listening to the word, we need to meditate on it all the time, and having understood it, we need to put it into practice.
啊，就能够在我们所行的事上啊，来得到福气。
Then we will be blessed in what we do.
我们看马太福音23:16.
Let's read Matthew 23:16.
马太福音23:16.
Matthew 23:16.
说你们这瞎眼领路的有福了，你们说，凡指着殿起誓的，这算不得什么；只是凡指着殿中金子起誓的，他就该谨守。啊，这个讲到那个法利赛人呢，他们是瞎眼领路啊。
The Pharisees were blind guides.
因为他们对道理啊，他们不能够很真正的了解他的真意。
They could not grasp the essence of the teachings of God.
啊，在15节说啊，那假冒为善的人呢
？Verse 15。
因为他们走遍各地引人入教，却让人做了地狱之子。啊，这都是在道理上不明白的。
They were ignorant of the truth.
啊，而且没有真正按照神的真理来行。
They did not abide by the spirit of God's word.
啊，第三个不能够当祭司的残疾者，就是塌鼻子的。
The third type of handicap that disqualified a person from serving as priest is having a flat nose or a marked face.
啊，这个塌鼻子的鼻子，这不一方面不雅观呐，啊，一方面没有办法判断那个香的啦、臭的，没有办法闻出那个味道来。
On the one hand, it is not pleasant to look at. On the other hand, it disables a person from the sense of smell.
啊，对那个好的、坏的、是的、非的啊，没有办法分清楚。
This symbolizes the inability to discern what is right and wrong, what is good and evil.
啊，对，是非善恶没有办法分辨的，当然他没有办法来服侍神。
Without the ability to discern right from wrong, a person obviously cannot serve.
哎，没有办法很公义的来判断事情。
Because he is unable to make right judgments.
我们看以赛亚书的第五章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书五章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20.
以赛亚书五章二十节。
Chapter 5 verse 20.
说祸在那些啊，称恶为善，称善为恶，以暗为光，以光为暗。以苦为甜啊，以甜为美的为苦的人，所以有的人啊，把好的事情看作坏的，把不好的看作好的。
Some people consider good bad and bad good.
苦跟甜啊，光跟暗啊，都分不清楚。
They can't discern darkness from light or bitterness from sweetness.
说这种人啊，有灾祸了。
Woe are these people?
因为他们是非啊，善恶啊，啊都没有办法分辨。
They cannot discern what is right and wrong, good and evil.
那再看回来《利未记》21章。
Let's come back to Leviticus 21.
21章18节最底下说讲到那个肢体有余的。
The last part of verse 18 describes those with long limbs, limbs that are too long.
啊，就是身体啊畸形的。
This means people who have distorted members of a body.
啊，本来我们四肢啊，啊都是非常整齐的，但是有的人呢、啊，他的四肢啊不整齐，有的就多出一个手指头或脚趾头。
Some people have extra body parts or their limbs are too long.
啊，像撒母耳记下讲到有一个加特人呢、啊。
In 2 Samuel, we read of a Bible character called from Gath.
啊，他总共有24个组头。
He had
我们一般人就20个，他有24个。
He had 24 fingers and toes, whereas a normal person has only 20.
左脚都是6个组头。
In other words, he had six fingers on each hand, six toes.
这就不是很正常啊。
So this was very abnormal.
啊，所以这种肢体有疑的，他不能够当祭司。
Such people with extra extra body parts cannot serve as priests.
我们有时候讲说人家那个扒手哈，就是偷人家东西的，说他叫三只手。
The Chinese called a thief a man with three hands.
本来我们两只手啊，就正常的工作啊。
We're supposed to work hard with both hands.
啊，多了一只手啊，就做一些不正常的事情。
But if you have an extra hand, that hand will do things bad things.
啊，所以这个肢体有疑啊，表示啊，有一些淫语的邪恶了、啊，残余的罪。
Having extra body parts, therefore, symbolizes having sins and evil desires.
喂，刚刚我们读过以弗所书第四章啊。
Just now we studied Ephesians chapter 4.
28节.
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28.
以弗所书四章二十八节.
Chapter 4 verse 28.
那我们过去还没有信主的时候，有些人有一些不好的习惯。
Before we were believers, we may have some bad habits.
啊，但是信主了以后啊，就要守道理，要做正经事。
But after we have believed in the Lord, we need to abide by the word and do what is right.
以前曾经偷窃的，现在不可以再偷窃了，要努力亲手做正经事。
Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor.
那这样我们生活可以安定下来，我们还有力量可以去帮助别人。
If we're able to earn a living ourselves, we can also help others.
看回来利未记二十一章的十九节。
Let's return to Leviticus chapter 21. Let's read verse 19.
21章19节说，有些人是折手折脚的，就是这个脚断了，手断了。
A man who has a broken foot or a broken hand.
啊，这个脚手脚断了，就没有办法正常工作行动。
Anyone with a broken foot or a broken hand cannot carry out his normal duties.
啊，当然他在工作上啊就没有办法尽到他的责任。
And he is unable to fulfill his part in the service.
啊，这个讲到说对所承担的工作啊没有办法真正尽到责任的。
This symbolizes those who are not able to fulfill their responsibility.
家务的任务啊都打折扣啊做一半的。
They only carry their duties halfway.
啊，不忠心呐、啊，啊，没有责任感。
They are unfaithful and irresponsible.
啊，很常常偷懒呐、啊，效率差的，这叫做左脚左手的。
They are indolent and ineffective.
当然没有办法做忠心的工人。
They cannot be faithful servants.
二十节讲驼背的、矮挫的、眼睛有毛病、长癣长疥的。
Verse 20, or is a hunchback or a dwarf or a man who has a defect in his eye?
还有损坏肾子的。
Or eczema or a scab or is a eunuch?
这个驼背啊，就是没有办法站立起来，弯腰。
A person with a hunchback cannot stand up straight.
啊，就是没有办法啊，正正当当的站立的。
Cannot stand upright.
啊，主是看地面，没有办法看上面。
He only looks down on the ground, but cannot look up.
啊，所以我们应当啊，常常以天上的事为念呐、啊，我们不要光以地面上的事为念。
We ought to set our minds on things above, not on earthly things.
哎，不要光看到那个世界上现在能够看到的事情，我们应当常常想到那个没有看到，但是是永恒存在的事情。
We should not only look at earthly things that are temporary, but look at things that are in heaven and eternal.
当然感谢主啊，我们在过去也有驼背的人呐、啊，来信耶稣得圣灵以后啊，摇一摇他就拄起来了。
In the past, in our church, there were individuals who were hunchback and came to believe in the Lord. Some of them were healed when they received the Holy Spirit and their bodies were moved by the Holy Spirit.
瞎眼的啦，瘸腿的啦，带到主耶稣的面前得医治。
And many blinds and crippled were also healed through the Lord's power.
我们在属灵上啊，有些毛病的，我们也要来到主面前，求主耶稣来医治我们这些属灵上的病。
In the same way, if we have any spiritual defects, we ought to come to the Lord and ask Him to heal us.
啊，这个矮矬的，就是矮矮小小的，长不高。
Dwarfs are those who are very short in stature and cannot grow up.
啊，虽然应该是二三十岁的人呐，啊，但是还是啊，很小的，像一个婴孩一样，像一个非常小的小孩子。
They may already be in their 20s or 30s, but they look like boys and girls.
啊，我们一般叫做侏儒了哈。还有的用就用那个小人呐、啊，让他们去表演。
These are dwarfs or midgets or little people, and they are often asked to play in the circus or other entertainment.
我们在属灵上啊，要不断的一直成长，长大成人。
We should grow up in the spirit.
保罗曾经说到这个哥林多的教会。
Paul mentioned the church in Corinthians.
啊，说他们还虽然听道理那么久了，但是他们还是好像小孩子一样。
Paul mentioned that the church in Corinth was like a child, even though they have heard of the word for a long time.
因为他说，我没有把你们当作属灵的，把你们当作属肉体的。
So he said, I do not consider you as spiritual, but fleshly.
你们在耶稣基督里面还是像婴孩一样。
Because you are still babes in Christ.
因为我总能够用奶喂你们，没有办法用饭喂你们。
I fed you with milk and not with solid food.
在他们当中啊，充满着很多的嫉妒纷争啊。
Because in their midst there was much strife and envy.
所以保罗说，这个哥林多教会啊，不是属灵的、属肉体的，还是像婴孩一样长不大。
Therefore, Paul called them unspiritual and carnal.
希伯来书的作者也谈到当时的一些信徒。
The author of Hebrews also mentioned the believers at that time.
说按照你们学习的功夫啊，应当要做师傅了。
He said, by now, based on what you have learned, you ought to be teachers.
怎么老师都还要把那个最基本的道理来教导你们？
But why is it that you still need to be taught with elementary teachings?
啊，一直都在吃奶，没有办法吃干粮。
You only drink milk and cannot eat solid food.
所以就是在灵性长不大。
Spiritually, they are unable to grow.
所以说要在道理上啊，要熟练人类的道理。
So he taught them to be well trained in the teachings of righteousness.
啊，小孩子刚出生的小小的时候啊，啊，很可爱。
When infants are born, they are very cute.
啊，但是你养久了长不大，这个不可爱的。
But after many years, if they never grow up, they are no longer cute.
我们信徒也是一样。
And it is the same with believers.
灵性要不断的一直成长。
We need to constantly grow spiritually.
那再来是眼睛有毛病的。
Yeah, the next defect is a illness of the eyes.
如果按照这个标准哈，我们大概近视眼的都不能够当祭司。
So according to the standard, those of us who are nearsighted cannot be priests.
这个眼睛有毛病哈。有的近视眼呢、啊，就是只看近处，没有办法看远。
Those who are nearsighted can only see what is near, but not far.
啊，有的看那个不该看的，眼睛斜一边的。
Some people have crooked eyes, meaning they look at things that they're not supposed to look at.
啊，看那些不该看的东西啊，这都是眼睛有毛病。
These are examples of illness with the eye.
所以耶伯说啊，我要跟眼睛立约。
Job said, I will make a covenant with my eyes.
啊，不去看那些啊不该看的东西。
To not look at the things I'm not supposed to.
很多啊罪恶都是由于我们的眼睛随便乱看，然后进到我们的心里面。
Many sins are the result of looking at things we're not supposed to.
啊，因为这个思欲进去了以后，啊，结果在我们脑筋里面都不断的一直思想，然后慢慢的让它成台成型。
When these sights come into our mind, we let these desires develop and conceive.
啊，思欲怀胎，然后犯罪，它就生出死来。
When desires conceive, it becomes sin. And when sin is full grown, it becomes death.
所以求主保守我们的眼睛啊。
So we need to ask the Lord to guard our eyes.
啊，长戒长显的，就是就在身上啊，有一些疤痕呐，或者是有一些啊疾病哦，啊，这会污秽，会传染别人。
People with skin diseases such as eczema or scab are contagious.
啊，有些啊，真的好像传染病一样啊，啊会传染别人的。
And these contagious diseases can affect others.
啊，比如说到处传话，乱批评人。
This can represent people who like to gossip, and who like to criticize behind others.
比如说这个都会影响到教会的同心。
All of these things can influence or affect the unity of the church.
有的慕道者刚刚来到教会，
some new visitors to the church,
啊，道理都还没有听下去，
have not even heard much, many sermons.
啊，但是哪一个人，哪一个家庭有什么问题，他都知道。
But they know every problem within every single family.
因为有的人啊，不是在传道理，是传人家的是非。
Some people preach not the gospel, but the rights and wrongs of others.
这在灵性上就好像长戒长显的。
This is similar to having this skin disease in spiritually.
哎，污秽人啊，会传染人。
They can defile others and pass on the defilement.
另外一个就是损坏圣子的，就是失掉了生育的能力。
The other kind of defect is people with bad kidneys or the eunuchs who are not able to have children.
好像那个太监呢，啊，就没有办法生育的能力。
A eunuch is one example.
啊，这个从灵性上来讲啊，就是没有办法带领人，不结果的。
Spiritually speaking, this represents people who are unable to bear fruit.
啊，在属灵上失掉能力的。
They have lost their spiritual strength.
啊，说这些啊都不能够担祭司的职分。
All of these people cannot serve as priests.
啊，所以从这里我们让我们了解，我们现在是新约时代的祭司啊。
So through this, we can understand that we are all priests in the New Testament.
求主帮助我们啊，不要有这些毛病在我们的身上。
May the Lord help us to remove all of these defects.
我们要调过来看23章。
Let's now go to chapter 23.
我们先把节期谈完，然后我们再回到十一章啊。
Well, first discuss the feasts before returning to chapter 21.
23章谈到节期。
Chapter 23 is about the feasts.
是神吩咐以色列民要守的七个节期。
The Lord commanded the Israelites to observe seven feasts.
啊，所以他们每逢这个节期的时候啊，啊就要守节。啊，听从神的命令，啊，跟神交通。
They needed to observe every feast and communicate with God.
啊，百姓也在节期当中啊，来享受神恩典当中的快乐。
During the feasts, the people had to enjoy the grace of God.
现在我们不必按照这个时间呐，来守这些节期。
Today, we don't have to observe these feasts according to these calendar days.
那这些节期啊，都是实现在我们的生活当中。
However, all of these feasts are now fulfilled in our daily lives.
尤其在我们的灵恩会当中啊，这些节期啊，都实现在当中。
And in particular, during our spiritual convocations, the spirit of these feasts is fulfilled.
所以我们了解这些节期的意义呀、啊，尤其我们更应当重视我们平时的啊聚会啦，重视灵恩会。
If we understand the teachings behind these feasts, we will pay more attention to our regular services as well as spiritual convocations.
那个二十三章的第三节
，Chapter 23, verse 3。
要谈节期之前啊，先谈安息日。
Before discussing or talking about the feast, the Lord first mentions the Sabbath.
因为这是神造我们人造天地万物的一个目的。
Because this was the purpose for which God created the heavens and the earth and the human race.
因为他是要让我们享受安息。
He wanted us to enjoy his Sabbath.
那所以这个节期啊，显明神的心意。
The feasts manifest God's heart.
要让我们在神的恩典当中啊，来享受安息。
His intention is for us to enjoy rest, through his grace.
所以神在创造天地的时候啊，用六天的时间造天地万物。
When God first created the heavens and the earth, he used 6 days.
啊，第七天呢，工作完成了，啊，把它定为圣日，让人享受安息。
And on the seventh day, he rested from his labor and allowed us to rest.
事实上，神是永远不会疲乏困倦的神。
God is a God who never grows tired.
神是不必休息的。
He does not need rest.
啊，所以安息日是为我们人设立的。
But he instituted the Sabbath for human beings.
让我们在生活当中啊，啊能够有神同在，啊能够享受属灵的喜乐跟平安满足。
So that through the abundance of the Lord in our lives, we can enjoy abundance, peace, and joy.
但是人因为犯了罪以后，人就失掉了安息。
But after human beings sin against God, they lost the rest.
所以啊，常常有劳苦重担啊，最后就虚空。
They have to toil and labor, and which brings vanity.
事实上，这不是神造我们人的本意。
But this wasn't the original intention of God's creation.
他是要让我们享受安息的。
God wanted us to enjoy his rest.
所以主耶稣来的时候就说，你们劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus Christ came, he said, come to me, you who are heavy laden and who are labored.
我就要让你们享受安息。
Who labor, and I will give you rest.
希伯来书里面说啊，其实还有另外一个安息。
According to Hebrews, there is yet another Sabbath rest.
他说啊，如果迦南地是给以色列民得安息的。
If the land of Canaan was indeed the rest for the Israelites.
虽然他们在那里建国聚居啊，但是后来他们还是亡国掉了。
Even though the Israelites built a kingdom in Canaan, the kingdom was ultimately destroyed.
地面上的迦南地只是一种预表。
But the land of Canaan on earth is only a prefiguration.
另外有一个在天上永远的安息啊，是为着神的子民来预备的。
There is another rest in heaven that is prepared for God's people.
所以我们在地面上所安息日，我们在主里面想安息，我们有一个更荣耀的安息等候着我们。
While we keep the Sabbath on earth in the Lord, we also look forward to a final rest in heaven.
所以这个节期主要的目的啊，就是要让我们安息。
So the purpose, the main purpose of the feast is for us to rest.
所以在节期当中有圣安息日。
That is why in the feasts there are sacred Sabbaths.
他说在这个安息日的时候，你什么工都不要做。
And on the holy Sabbath days, they should not do any work.
在神的面前，在那里献祭拜神，享受安息。
Instead, they would sacrifice offerings to God and enjoy rest.
所以这是节期的第一个意义。
This is the first purpose of the feasts.
那这个节期另外一个意义啊，就是能够让我们来保守神的恩典。
Another purpose for the feasts is for so that we may keep the blessings of God.
你看《生命记》的十六章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记十六章啊，谈到有三个大节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16 records three great feasts.
我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
十六章十六节。
Chapter 16, verse 16.
说你一切的男丁啊，要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节，一年三次。在主你神所选择的地方朝见他，切不可空所朝见。所以以色列民、啊、他们一年有三大节期。
The Israelites had three major feasts in a year.
那这个七个节期就分成三个部分、哦、第一个就是除酵节。
And the seven feasts are categorized in these three groups. The first is the Feast of the Unleavened Bread.
第二就是七七节, 就是五旬节。
The second is the Feast of Weeks, which is also known as the Pentecost.
另外第三就是祝棚节。
And the third is the Feast of the Tabernacles.
所以他们就要到神所指定的地方啊, 在那里啊, 朝见神。
At these appointed times, they will go up to the place God chooses and pay homage to God.
啊, 在那里守节。
And observe these feasts.
啊,守节的目的啊, 就是去回想神的恩典。
The purpose of observing the feasts is to reflect on God's grace.
啊,去享受神所赏赐的福分。
And to enjoy the blessings that God has endowed upon them.
啊,要仰望,等候神啊, 未来时给我们预备更多的福分。
And to anticipate and receive greater blessings in the future.
因为我们平时啊,生活在我们的,在社会上生活啊,
We live in the society all the time.
我们很容易受到社会环境的影响。
It's easy for us to be influenced.
有时候对神的恩典啊, 有时候就渐渐忘掉啊, 有时候就离开神。
Sometimes we forget God and even drift away from Him.
所以我们看到以色列人啊,他们有时候离开神啊,就是他们先忘掉神的恩。
The Israelites drifted away from God because they forgot the grace of God.
所以借着这个每年的节期啊,让你常常有机会去回想神的恩典。
Therefore, these annual feasts help them remember the grace of God.
让我们能够一直活在主的恩当中。
So that they could constantly live in the grace of God.
让我们在蒙福的道路上一直的长进，一直往前走。
And they will continue to grow in grace.
所以我们常常有一些啊，盛会啊，主要的目的也是在这里。
And this is the main purpose of many events in our church.
让我们能够不断保守神的恩典。
And the purpose is so that we may be kept in the grace of God.
看回来，利未记23章。
Let's come back to Leviticus 23.
第四节,
verse
4. 利未记23章第四节跟第五节,
Leviticus 23, verses 4 and 5.
神的节期啊, 就是你们到了日期要宣告为圣会的乃是这些, 第五节,
5.
正月十四日, 黄昏的时候, 是主的逾越节, 第一个节期叫做逾越节。The
first is the Passover.
这个逾越节的由来啊，就记在出埃及记的十二章啊。The
origin of the Passover can be found in Exodus chapter 12.
逾越节是以色列人的第一个节期。The
Passover was the first feast for the Israelites.
因为当时他们在埃及啊。
Back then they were in Egypt.
经过了几百年以后啊。 新的法老王起来,不认识约瑟。
After several hundred years, the new pharaohs did not know Joseph.
可能改朝换代了。
This was after dynasties later.
所以新的朝代啊,跟约瑟他们那个以前的法老王啊,就没有关系啊。
The new dynasties had no relations with Joseph.
他们只是看到说,希伯来人越来越强大。
They saw how strong the Hebrews had become.
所以他们就说给他们一些苦工苦害他们，不然的话他们可能会离开埃及。So
they subjected the Hebrews to harsh labor, lest they become a strong nation.
所以以色列人在那里啊，就做奴隶，受很多的苦。
The Israelites were slaves and worked very harsh labors.
虽然法老王本来意思是怕他们离开埃及，所以让他们做苦工。
Pharaoh's intention was to keep them in Egypt as slaves.
神的意思反而是让以色列人在苦难当中啊，才想要离开埃及。
But God's intention was to let the Israelites suffer so that they would want to leave Egypt.
所以以色列人在苦难当中，那就呼求神呐。
In their distress, the Israelites cried out to the Lord.
神说,我下来就要,因为我听到他们的哀声啊,所以我下来要拯救他们离开埃及地。
And the Lord said, I have heard their cries, therefore I have come down to deliver them out of Egypt.
后来就差遣摩西去见法老王。
He sent Moses to see Pharaoh.
那法老王跟 埃及人啊，他们当然不情愿让以色列人离开。
Of course, Pharaoh and the Egyptians did not want to let the Israelites go.
所以摩西一开始去的时候啊，说我们的神叫我们离开埃及地，走三天的路，要去拜我们的神。
When Moses went in to see Pharaoh and told him that God had commanded them to leave Egypt to worship God in the wilderness.
法老说你们的神是谁？我不认识他，我不让你们去。
Pharaoh said, "Who is this God? I do not know him, and I will not let you go."
后来摩西就有点灰心啊，回来说：“神啊，你都一点没有拯救啊。”
Moses was discouraged and said to the Lord, "You have not even saved them a bit."
好完了，法老更加苦待以色列人，给他们更多的功。
Instead, Pharaoh had become even more hard-hearted and given them more work.
后来神就说啊，我。这个法老王不会那么轻易就让你们走的。
And the Lord said he would not let you go that easily.
神说我要在埃及重重的刑罚他们。
But I will send a great punishment on the Egyptians.
到那个时候啊，埃及人就知道我是谁了。
Then the Egyptians will know who I am.
所以后来神在埃及当中啊，降了十样灾殃。
As a result, God sent down 10 plagues in Egypt.
这个主要的目的啊，当然一方面是要让以色列人离开。
Of course, the main purpose was to let the Israelites come out.
但是更重要的就是要让普天下人啊能够认识神。
But more importantly, God's deeds were to manifest or to let the nations know that he was God.
我们看出埃及记九章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 9.
14节。
Verse 14.
出埃及记九章十四节。
Exodus chapter 9 verse 14.
因为这一次我要叫一切的灾殃临到你和你臣仆并你百姓的身上，叫你知道在普天下没有像我的。十五节。
15.
我若伸手用瘟疫攻击你，你和你的百姓啊，早就从地上除灭了。十六节。
16.
即使我叫你存立，是特要向你显我的大能，并要使我的名传遍天下。所以神啊，惩罚埃及人有他的目的在。
God punished the Egyptians for a reason.
说即使要对付埃及人，很快降个瘟疫，他们全部都死掉了。
If he had just wanted to oppose the Egyptians, he could have killed them in a plague.
那为什么要费那么多功夫啊？
Why did he go through all these trouble?
就是要把神的名啊，把它显扬出来，让普天下都认识真神。
He did these so that his name may be declared in all the earth, so that all may know that he is the Lord.
同时也要败坏埃及当中的一切假神。
And through this, he will also bring down the false gods of Egypt.
所以那十个灾殃啊，都是对付埃及人所拜服的神。
Therefore, the 10 plagues were all targeted at the false gods that the Egyptians worshipped.
最后一个灾殃啊，就是击杀埃及的长子。
The last plague was the killing of the firstborn of Egypt.
到这个时候，第最后一个灾殃的时候，埃及人才容许啊以色列人离开。
Well, when the last plague came down, the Egyptians finally let the Israelites go.
但是在这个最后一个灾殃要降临之前呢、啊，神就叫以色列人呢、啊、杀羔羊。
But before he sent the last plague, the Lord told the Israelites to kill lambs.
神先叫他们说，从这一个月开始改为一月。
And the Lord said, from this month on, it will be the first month of the year.
本来大概是，如果是国历的话，大概是三四月的时候。
Whereas according to the calendar at that time, it was probably March, the third or fourth month. But the Lord said, from now on, this will be the first month.
因为这个是他们一个新生活的一个开始。
Because it marked the beginning of a new life.
他们呢，身份地位都要改变了。
Their status and identity would change.
因为他们要离开埃及了，不再做奴隶了。
They were no longer to be slaves in Egypt.
所以要更新了。
They had to be renewed.
我们信主也是一样，旧事过了，一切都更新了。
The same is with us when we believe in the Lord. All the things have passed, and everything has become new.
所罗门在传道书里面说啊，世界没有什么新事。
According to Solomon, nothing is new under the sun.
因为你看到好像新的，其实以前的时代可能就有过了。
What appears to be new now has already happened in the past.
所以在这个罪恶的世代里面，这个旧的世界呀，绝对没有新事。
Therefore, in this old world, there is nothing new.
所以什么事情都是越来越坏，越来越旧。
Things only degenerate and become corrupt.
啊，最后啊，就好像一件衣服啊，就把它说这个大地啊，这个像一件衣服啊，就啊，包起来就丢掉了。
Eventually, this whole earth will be wrapped up like an old garment and disposed.
那唯有在耶稣基督里面才有新事。
But only in Christ are there new things.
所以以赛亚书里面说，神要行一件新事。
That is why in Isaiah, the prophet said that the Lord will do a new thing.
要在旷野当中啊，开道路，沙漠当中开江河。
He will open a path in the desert and a stream in the wilderness.
所以唯有信主啊，才能够有更新啊，有新事。
Therefore, only through belief in the Lord can we experience renewal.
所以保罗说，我们信主了，一切旧事都过了，我们就成为新人了，我们就行新事，过新生活了。
That's why Paul said, our old selves have passed away in Christ, and we should lead a new life as a new person.
好像以色列人要离开埃及啊，重新开始。
This is just like how the Israelites had a new beginning when they left Egypt.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.